When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 1 Podcast.
And it is Friday, and welcome in. What a week it has been, and we will talk plenty about that week here in just a few moments. Thanks for making us a part of your program as we head to Father's Day weekend. Let's get to some headlines before the guests start showing up. And it's all about Omaha now for three, yes, you heard me, three SEC teams in Omaha, one about to play in a few hours. The other two play tomorrow. How about this? You got Tennessee and LSU tomorrow, but tonight, how about the Cavs versus the Gators? I don't know what a Wahoo is or a Cavalier, but they better beware of the Gators tonight. It's been quite a week. The SEC schedule came out, and it's now we got to remember 24 is still a year off. But all the things that happened in 24 are record breaking when you think about the expansion in the SEC, and obviously the 12-team playoff. Bill Bender will join us in a few minutes talking about coaching staffs. We'll always interesting to talk to Bender. Sometimes it makes me want to go on a bender. The SEC schedule, people seem to like it. David Ubben standing by to talk about that. And it's really interesting to think about this week. I said the other night on the special that I thought it was one of the most important and meaningful days in SEC history. And I got some blowback from some friends going, don't you remember the prayer, Jordan Hare, the kick six? I remember all that, two and 26. But to me, what the other night showed is the future is getting closer. And on that July day 2 years ago, when news broke during media days in Hoover that Texas and Oklahoma were heading this way, it seemed like a long way off because we didn't know when it was. But on Wednesday night, we finally saw some schedules. We finally saw what the games are going to look like. And I know the season is upon us, but it's hard not to peek ahead because I think the SEC is heading for some amazing days. And I also think it's equally amazing how the critics this week were silenced. All those yapping dogs 2 weeks ago taking shots at the SEC saying they blew it by not going to 9 are holding their fire right now. They're not even being heard from. They're complete crickets. The SEC will go to 9 probably in a year or two, but for now, it was an amazing week, and we appreciate all of you being a part of it. On that note, let's go to David Ubben, who also talks about those things that I just mentioned. David, thank you for joining us. Your reaction to where we are and what we're about to see in the SEC.
I think it's I lean towards, you always had to buckle up your chin strap, but it's going to get a little bit tighter. And I also think knowing what Oklahoma and Texas usually have on their schedule and comparing it to what's in the future, they asked for this and now they're going to get it. And interesting times ahead for the league and for the sport.
And David, I know you spent time out there in Norman, and I'm wondering about this part of it because there seems to be just absolute drunken enthusiasm coming from the Longhorns, who by no means have accomplished anything really in about 12 or 13 years, but I'm not getting that from the Sooners, who have accomplished a great deal, having gone to the playoffs countless times. But with Riley gone to SC and an absolutely unbelievably bad year last year for Brent Venables, describe to us what you're sensing from Sooner Nation.
Well, I think it's easier to pound your chest if you're coming off of another Heisman-winning quarterback and another trip to the playoffs. But when you're coming off the worst season you've had since 1998 when John Blake, you know, was in charge, it's a little bit tougher. And I think you look at that schedule and you look at what you saw on the field last year, and you got to be a little bit nervous if you're Oklahoma. Now, based on what we've seen from Oklahoma the last couple decades, whether it's Brent Venables or someone else, you got to think at some point they'll course correct to some degree. It's still a lot of talent on that roster. But at the end of the day, you know, this is when the last thing you saw on the field was a 6-7 football team, it gets a little bit tougher to sort of envision yourself, you know, hoisting an SEC championship trophy or winning a national championship, you know, as a member of the SEC than it would have maybe a few years ago.
David, in relation to what we saw Wednesday night and have had a chance to digest, some of the things stand out are pretty obvious. Texas playing at A&M, Georgia at Alabama. What meant the most to you and maybe even beyond some of the most obvious selections?
Yeah, I mean, I think in general you look at Alabama's schedule, they didn't get a whole lot of favors. I think that's going to be tough, and that Georgia-Alabama game will be fantastic. It is hard for me to look past that Texas and Texas A&M renewal because, you know, I lived in the state for a long time. I know what that game means. I was at the last time that they played, and I think like a lot of people have been waiting for them to renew that game, and so getting that back is huge. But, you know, I think just there's so much excitement about seeing so many of these big brands go head-to-head so often. And then, you know, I can't remember who was comparing it, but the 2024 schedule was a little bit like 2020 in that they sort of, you know, it's a little bit weird when they kind of make up a schedule out of thin air, and they did a good job, I think, of keeping it balanced, keeping rivalries locked in. You know, I don't know if there's a ton of, huge things. I mean, Georgia-Texas will be pretty interesting, but overall, I think just the excitement and the energy of, hey, we're going to build this schedule out from scratch and then probably rebuild another one in 2025 is quite a thing to behold, and we got to behold that.
David, a little bit of news happening as we speak. Again, Pac-12 conversation. San Diego State has informed its current league that it doesn't intend to remain. There's still some legal hanging over exactly what the exit date is. What does this mean? Does it mean the obvious that the Pac-12 is on the verge of adding another school or maybe more?
Well, you know, San Diego State would obviously make a lot of sense to the Pac-12. And I think this is where, you know, having not done a lot of reporting around this topic, I will say, if you look at it on paper, you would say, well, San Diego State wouldn't do that unless they had some sort of assurance or some sort of idea of what was going to happen in the future. But in the other area, I also think that I've covered college sports long enough to never assume that the people in charge know what they're doing. So we will see. I think ultimately you would assume that there'd be some sort of assurance, but I've been told this many times on and off the record by administrators, people in college sports, and my own family. We all know what assuming does, and be careful to do it. So, you know, we'll see. San Diego State would make a lot of sense for the Pac-12. Certainly those rumors have been bouncing around for a while, but a bold move to sort of step out and resign without some sort of, you know, guarantee, and we don't have a public guarantee yet that this is something that's going to become reality.
And David, I realize we're both just watching the news ticker trying to figure out what it means, but I'm particularly interested in your thought. You have a broad view of college football. I know what San Diego State is good at. We saw that in basketball. They certainly have an impressive athletic department, but do they really matter? Or can they move the needle in a league that is desperate to remain relevant?
Well, I think there's an idea when you talk about these expansion moves, especially the schools that move up. You know, we've seen this with TCU, who my sources tell me just played for a national championship, that there's these schools that, hey, with the resources of being in this conference, you would see them differently. They could achieve different things. And sometimes that's been true. Like I said, we saw that with TCU. They've really thrived as a member of the Big 12. And having more money and having more resources and playing tougher schedules and getting looked at differently by the committee. And I think San Diego State, I think the idea would be that's a pretty big school out there. you know, a lot of students and a lot of eyes in theory. And so, you know, the idea would be, well, okay, you think of this school as one thing, but can that change if they're suddenly wearing the Pac-12 banner? And, you know, it's worth a thought exercise at the very least.
David Ubben joining us on a number of topics, including one that is breaking as we speak. We have a lot to do. We'll get include your reaction to all of these stories at 855-242-7285. Guests will continue dropping by throughout the program. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
So Bill Bender will join us in about an hour talking about the CFP and what the upcoming season looks like. Marcelo, why coaches are miserable? I don't know why they would be miserable making all that money. Todd Walker, College World Series, joining us as well. Thamel reporting that San Diego State has given the Mountain West written notice this week that the school intends to resign. They asked the Mountain West for a one-month extension, and then they're out of there. Most people think they're heading to the Pac-12. Lee is in Ohio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm a San Diego State grad, and I can't tell you I've stayed close to the program, but I've sort of paid attention to it. And I know that everybody thinks they're going to head off to the Pac, whatever number that's going to end up being. It was the Pac-8, then the Pac-10, the Pac-12. Now it's going to be the Pac-10 again, but I wouldn't be surprised if San Diego State turned itself into an independent because it spent a lot of time playing against independents in the past. They have a pretty good athletic program all in all with baseball and basketball, plus they win in football sometimes. I wouldn't be surprised to see them go independent and then wait for the biggest bidder 4 or 5 years from now.
Well, Lee, I don't know. I know virtually nothing about them, so I'll defer to you. But I sincerely doubt, based on what we were hearing, that is going to be their route. It, being an independent right now is extremely dangerous. Thank you very, very much. John is in Louisville. You're on the air. Hello, John.
Yeah, and it doesn't pay well either. Great shows this week. It started on a serious note with Todd's medical issues, but he sounds well on the way to recovery. And your calls were great, Paul. Larry was knocking it out of the park this week, I thought.
What about the return of the culinary chef last night?
Oh, yeah. Chef Legend was that was good to see him back. And I found Jim mostly happy and sapient. And Daryl returned to stoke up that Georgia Hatfield versus Alabama McCoy feud, didn't you think?
Back to back to back.
I know. So let me comment briefly on the SEC schedule and Arkansas. I second Handsome Joe's thoughts that I'm excited, and I think the games are going to be compelling. And I think even Jeff of Columbus mentioned, USC coming on and all the great games that'll be on TV. And you and I did talk about the SEC Big Ten cross conference games involving LSU, Alabama, Texas, Oklahoma, USC, Michigan. I mean, that's going to be some great stuff.
Yeah, it really it will. A lot of folks have really gone all in starting next year, this year as well. But, in 1 year, Wisconsin, Michigan, Southern Cal, that's really interesting scheduling.
Texas. And you can't begin to overstate the impact of no divisions having on balancing the field. And it really made ADIS enough in the SEC, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I looked even more deeply at the schedules. I mean, there's one or two schools I think that got really jobbed. One school in particular lost its three most important conference games. But why bother worrying about it? It's done.
So yesterday I mentioned Arkansas had a roster challenge, and one of your Arkansas fans,
Dustin.
The only one, he took exception and directed some vulgarities and insults my way, and which just tells me everything I need to know about his parental upbringing and level of education. But the numbers speak for themselves. Arkansas lost to the portal 31 players. They've only added 18. You remember when we talked to Sam Pittman in April, he said we had 10 open scholarship
But John, do you know what the root of all this? And I don't know anything about Dustin's upbringing, whether he's comes from a good family or he was left on the street and raised by wolves, but he... you know where all this comes from? It's the same thing in politics. Why do people on one side or the other only know certain things? Because most people, if you follow a certain team, you get a skewed view. I mean, how many times has Larry from Shelby incorrectly quoted some ranking of Alabama's recruiting, which I'm sure
usually a year off too.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some touchdown Alabama or NickSaban.com or some place that is giving him what he needs to fulfill his Roll Tide wants every night. But we try to look at it objectively. But that's we're only one source though. A lot of there we can't compete with. Rowdyhog.com telling Dustin everything he wants to know.
Yeah, I mean, assuming they can get eight more warm bodies, they'll bring in 26 new transfers that have to adjust to new coaching and learn a playbook and assimilate to the new culture. That's the challenge I was referencing.
And you know what's so interesting, too? Those great coaches that Sam Pittman brought in, they replaced those great coaches that Sam Pittman once brought in.
Yeah, I noticed that, and I like Sam Pittman, but I do emphasize with the fans over in Arkansas. I mean, they haven't had double-digit wins in over a decade, I think. Probably back in the Petrino days when he was calling plays and chasing young interns. But I think they'll improve.
They never quite recovered from that motorcycle accident.
No, that told you everything you need to know. But much like Texas A&M, I think they'll improve and. It's go Hogs. I think they'll be a better team.
You got it. Hey, thank you very much. Doug is in Tulsa. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Paul. It's Friday, and I'm feeling good, man. How are you doing?
Same here.
Awesome. Hey, first of all, one thing I noticed throughout your show yesterday is all of those OU fans calling in. I'm like, yeah, let's go. Let's go Sooner Nation calling in on the show. Finally starting to see what's going on around here. So I that's one thing I noticed. And then I also heard for the first time a Missouri fan call in. And I've been listening to the show for a couple of years, and I still haven't heard a Vanderbilt fan call in. So I don't know what's going on with Vanderbilt. But anyway, just some things I've noticed. Now, Paul, I got some house cleaning duties I got to do real fast. Matt and Dustin. You guys already mentioned Dustin once. They took a couple of cheap shots at OU fans. And so I've been working on a zinger for the last 24 hours to get him back. Are you ready to hear it, Paul?
Matt is on deck, so lay it on.
Okay, good. It's going to put him on the floor. The we're rubber, and you guys are glue. Whatever you say about the Sooner Nation bounces off us and sticks to you. That's right. Deal with that. Deal with that, zinger. All right. Like I said, Paul, it's Friday. We're having a good day. Peace out, baby.
Matt is up next.
Oh, man, that's fun. Okay, Sooner Nation. You think you're still going to be so good, like you stupid Longhorn coming to the SEC? Your little comment is an appearance of an arrogant, wannabe, worthless football team who's not going to do any good in the SEC. You're going to suck for at least 4 more years, maybe 5 or 6 in the SEC, because you don't got the players. You're in Lions Scrimmage League, buddy. This ain't no cupcake league like the Big 12. You're in the big boy conference now. So why don't you shut up, Sooner fan? So when you come to California, the only thing that's happened to you, you're going to cry back home to Oklahoma, cry on your pillow on that because you're a worthless team. It's like Jim and AC, they're all worthless callers too. You know nothing about sports, Jim. Shut up. The same way you, AC. I will beat the crap out of all your teams this year and beat all of you up like a Cherokee drum. You pathetic little losers.
We're back. Happy day here as we enter Father's Day weekend on a positive note. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Some more phone calls here on a Friday afternoon, and David is up next. Hello, David.
Hey, Paul. Listen, I'm tired of these people calling in and shouting at you about who is going to beat whom in the future. All of that can be summed up with one answer. Nick Saban says, can we please play a few games and see how things work out? I am really disgusted with these people all claiming that they have inside information and so forth. It makes the show boring, and I hope you can do something about it. Thanks a lot.
Will in North Carolina. Good afternoon, Will.
Good afternoon, Paul. I tried double dipping yesterday and calling back yesterday afternoon, but Larry had me worked up, man. Since Nick Saban's come out with this sit-up video, I mean, the world has been set on fire. I mean, how many sit-ups can Larry do without having a massive heart attack? I mean, and then the worst part is he called out Josh Heupel and his weight. Josh Heupel's not fat. He's just big-boned, okay? We don't worry about Josh Heupel's weight on Rocky Top. We worry about dubs, especially against Alabama. I mean, Larry's acting like, what's that man like in the 80s that used to have like the afro and the leotard, Richard Simmons, or Simmons man with the afro?
Yeah,
that,
right.
I mean, that's who Larry's acting like. But, I mean, Larry can't do, when he calls today, ask him his personal record on sit-ups without even having a heart attack. All right, Paul. I'll see you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Scott is up next. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Very well.
Very well. One thing about future scheduling when they go to 9 games, one thing I haven't heard anyone discuss is teams like Georgia, which I graduated from, like in 24, 25, 26, they've already got four non-conference games on their schedule of contract. When they go to nine games, that means they're going to have to cancel some of those contracts.
Well, that is a fact, and everybody will have to do it, but that comes with the territory.
Right, but it'll be interesting to see which ones these teams select to cancel. Like with Georgia, they'll have in 24, they've got
it'll be an issue next year too, even at eight, because there's only so many places you can put a schedule, you can make a schedule work, and ultimately some non-conference games will have to go by the wayside. But I think we saw in 20 how doable coming up with a schedule is, and if you have to buy somebody out, you buy them out.
Will the schools have to, conference going to help?
If the conference does, it's not the conference is not responsible for that. The conference gives enough money out to every program, and the school. If you let's say LSU has a game with Nichols, it's up to LSU to negotiate their way out. And a lot of times when you're dealing this, you simply say, okay, listen, we can't play in 24. We'll play you in 26 or 27 or 28. Most schools are pretty smart. They're not going to just take a big school to court over one date.
Right, right. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Paul. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, and I mean these clauses, these contracts have force majeure clauses, but this is not an act of nature. So this is an act of the SEC expanding. Thank you for the call. Carol is up next in Houston. Hello, Carol.
Good afternoon, Paul. Happy Friday.
Thank you very much.
I have to say, I love it when people call in and they actually talk about football. I'm sorry. You're so gracious with all of your callers, but the Jims and the I-Mans and the Mats of the world, I'm tired of hearing people call and yell. I'm an Aggie, and we don't act that way. We try to be gracious and welcoming when people come to Kyle Field to play. You know, you've been there. And I think people need to shut up and let the football games play and let the players speak for us. Let's talk football, because that's what really matters. And I am happy to welcome Oklahoma and Texas into the SEC. We were very graciously greeted when we entered a few years back, and I'm an Aggie, but I also love the University of Oklahoma. I welcome them, and I can't say the same about TU, but that's okay. It's just going to be fine, and it's going to make for some great games. Have a great Friday, Paul.
Thank you, Carol. You be well. You have a great weekend. Chris is up next in Tennessee. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul. How are you today?
Chris, we are doing well. Thank you.
So, Paul, I had treatment this week. That went all right. You know, it's kind of in and out. It's got me a little on the roller coaster, as I like to call it. But I wanted to show you a different side of me. You know, I'm not always positive and happy-go-lucky. But, you know, something Jim said yesterday just really kind of set me off. So I was going to give you a little feedback for the Jim call from yesterday.
Sure.
Yeah, I grew up in Atlanta, and I'm curious. When's the last time you've been to the ATL, the Dirty South, as Lee like to call it? I suspect it hadn't been in some time. So, you know, we call that contempt prior to investigation. So I encourage you, Jim, to get outside of Tuscaloosa County and try to get to the ATL. You know, that would be like me, you know, categorizing Jim as an old Caucasian man who likes to eat fried food because he's from the South. Perhaps that makes him a bit flatulent. We could call him Stinky Jim, maybe. But again, then I would be guilty of the same thing. Contempt prior to investigation. And then one other thing that, what's his name? The other guy from Alabama's fan, we just talked about him. What's his name? The beer drinking Alabama fan.
Larry
was talking about the schedule and about all these recruits that they're getting, which may or may not be true. But back to my prior point, the last time we played Alabama, we know what happened. We being the Dogs, Bulldogs, Georgia Red Bulldogs. And a point I had suggested before, you know, a lot of our NFL drafts were 3- and 4-star players, not necessarily 5-star players. So, Paul, that's what that's the other side of Chris, Paul. So I'll give you a little.
Thanks for enlightening us all and inspiring us even more. We'll take Andy next in Arkansas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Paul.
Thank you.
So, can I comment on Jim's call? I love Jim. I really do. I love hearing his. He's got the coolest radio voice. Cool, calm, collected, always has facts, and he delivers himself well. But I just, if I may, can I comment on where he thought there was like one Arkansas fan for the Paul Feinbaum show?
Of course.
Just in my circle, the company I run, there's 45 listeners of the Paul Feinbaum, religiously. We talk about it all day. Yes. Wow. Now, here's the thing. We have what's called a job, Jim. So the Paul Feinbaum show's on between 2 and 6. That's our busiest time. We don't have, while we're loyal listeners, we don't have time to call in. I call in a lot because, well, I'm the boss. So I can sit around, drive around.
There's an advantage.
But here's the thing. The thing is with Arkansas fans, we know our lane. We've been a C-minus athletic department for the last 15, 20 years. I will say, though, our best years were Petrino. I'm kind of excited to see what he can do at Texas. Is he A&M? My goodness, that's scary, actually. Our best years were then, but, Jim, we know our lane, buddy. And there's more than one listener for the Paul Feinbaum show. And we just we appreciate your radio broadcast every single day, Paul, and we love it. Keeps us going. Keeps us talking. A lot of water cooler talk. Thanks, my man.
Thank you very much, and appreciate you, the boss, calling us on a Friday afternoon. We will take a short break. Plenty more to do. A couple of guests will be dropping by in the next hour. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Charlie.
Paul, can you hear me?
I most certainly can.
Hey, I've been calling your show since 2012 when you had John and Mark say, get off your grass. The reason I'm calling today is, you know, I've been out of it for quite some time. I got leukemia. I don't want to get into my health issues, but you know what? Me and you've had some conversations where you only gave me 23 seconds to make a point. And that's okay. I mean, you let all these AC from Bangladesh and the Smurf from Pell City talk, but hey, let's talk Georgia and the SEC schedule. Let's quit talking about the critics and all this. We got Georgia coming in 24, and you know, I'm an Alabama fan, and I love the show, and I ain't never quit the show, and I ain't never threatened to sue you or come and kick your butt or anything.
Charlie,
like other
for all
have.
Of that, I am in your debt. So I am sorry that until now we have had a checkered relationship. But let's start over again.
Yeah, let's start over again, Paul. I mean, happy Father's Day to you, and let's get this party started. You got any kids?
No.
Well,
would you like me to take any of yours off your hands?
Man, I have been blessed. My daughter is just like me, and she's got two little me's growing up. So I'm a blessed man, Paul. And, you know, me and you, I don't know what it is about mine and your relationship on this show, but I've always loved your show. I've had some issues with the feud you put me on and stuff like that. But you know what? Let's play the game. And the games that people play, you know, our men like to come in and talk his Nick Saban hate stuff. Well, you know, Nick ain't got nothing to do with our man. Our man don't know Nick. Nick don't know our man. But come on. And Jim, good God, Jim. Your boy on page 54, I think he's lost every marble he's ever had. And I used to like him from being that he was from Tuscaloosa and all, but he just went bat crazy. I mean, and I have to, you know, I'm not a PG guy, okay? I'm a XXX. I was born with cussing on my...
Really?
I was born with cussers in the house. Mama cuss, daddy cuss. Everybody from Wicksburg cuss. Except for people who went cussing.
Charlie, hold on. There are variations of cussing, whatever the phrase is. Was it pretty... At what age do you remember hearing your parents curse you?
Probably when I came out of mama's womb, you know?
She said, your father said, who in the blank is this?
No, seriously. I mean, we're talking now. So, I mean, you know, I've had a rough childhood, but it's okay.
We all did. I mean, I didn't grow up at Buckingham Palace. I heard a few curse words.
Well, I was raised that way, and when I have to come in on your show and I got a PG everything, sometimes I get confused as to what I really want to say. But, you know, we had this last conversation, you got mad at me because I told you didn't know what you were talking about, Georgia beating Alabama if we played them last year. And it was a hypothetical thing, and that's all over with. The game is going to be played in 2024. We got 2023 coming up. And everybody can say whatever they want to about us Alabama folks. The true Alabama fans are going to be pulling and rolling tide. And we welcome. Last time I went to the Georgia game when Jay Barker was quarterback back in 92. So I'm old school. And you know I live in Memphis now, but I don't claim it. Memphis is bad news. I mean, we just had a four-year-old that went missing, and they just found her remains. So. You know, I can go anywhere way you want to, but you know, what would you like Charlie to come in and say on the show so we don't have
well,
this?
Well, Charlie, one thing I have never tried to do is tell anyone what to say, or I mean, we've occasionally encouraged people not to use certain phrases because we are a family show. But beyond that, I would never tell you what to say. I want you to be yourself.
Well, last time I called, you gave me 23 seconds.
Well, Charlie, we've now been talking about 5 minutes here, and you're still hung up on those 23 seconds.
No, I ain't. We've been talking Georgia football.
Now, you got, Charlie, I don't mean to get rough here, but.
Let's get rough.
Feel like we got Tina Turner doing Proud Mary. We're going to start this nice and slow, and then we're going to do it nice and rough.
Nice and white satin. Nice and white satin, if you want to.
Well,
you
know. we
but
can.
But no, anyway, I love the show. I love
Moody.
The show.
We can do whatever you want, but we can go whipping post with Allman Brothers if you'd like. But
oh yeah, tied to the whipping post.
All I'm trying to say, Charlie, is this: hypotheticals are silly because had Alabama played Georgia last year. Alabama would have lost. Alabama is lucky they didn't play Georgia last year, and that's fine. They may.
You know,
play.
I frankly
think they're going to play each other at the end of this season, so I'm not concerned about next year.
All this talk about what's happened in the past and the recruiting is over. Let the games. All this talk about the
schedule. Well, Charlie, I understand that, but yeah, I have a program every afternoon that we talk about things, whether the games are next year or in 6 months. That's just the way it is.
All that matters is let the games be played.
Well,
am I right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if that was the attitude, then what would we be doing here between now and the games?
That's your job, not mine. That's your job.
That's true.
Your job is to talk about all this other stuff. My job is all I care about is let the game be played. And if I get a chance to talk to you, I love you. You know, I got the best NIL deal in the world. You know what that is?
What's that, Charlie?
I got an NIL deal with the Lord. God is my witness, the Lord is my shepherd.
Well, Charlie, you continue to take care of yourself. We can disagree, but I am pulling for you and your recovery, so keep going. We want to pass along some very sad news now to one of our close friends here on the program, Buddy Martin, legendary sports writer, sports caster. He's part of Gator Bait down in the Gainesville area. Lost his wife last night, Joni. A beloved figure among not only Florida Nation, but around the world of sports. And we certainly pass along our deepest condolences to Buddy and his children and many grandchildren on the loss of Joni Martin.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.